Snyder's Return is a tabletop role-playing podcast featuring interviews and a D&D 5e actual play adventure, so you can learn about different game systems and content creation while also listening to us disrupt everyday life on the Sword Coast. We release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday on your podcasting platform, so come join us as we improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Hello everyone, it's me, Nicodemus. Last we left the Bucket Fillers, they each drained their little hearts out and gained some new abilities. They then decided to invite me to a little party. It was very nice. I had a great time. It was a dance for the first time in forever. I felt like a new man, I guess. You know, it just feels good. It feels good. Yes. What will happen this time? Welcome to the Ring Bear Chronicles.
Destroyers saunter on out.
Drunk as fuck.
And you just have Nicodemus left, and he's like,
I probably should get going myself. It's getting quite late.
It is quite late, Nicodemus, but would you be willing to stay for just a little bit longer? We have some matters we'd like to discuss with you.
How do you mean?
Well, why don't we go in the back room for this?
Are you going to kill me?
No. You are our friend. I threw this party just for you. We threw this party just for you. You are our friend.
Okay, I'm just...
Why does that sound like we're gaslighting him?
I'm a little paranoid right now, is all.
No, we're your friend.
That's just the halfling's weed talking.
Oh. All right. Sure. I'll go with you, but if shit goes south, I will kill all of you.
Please do.
Okay.
He goes into the back room with you guys.
Alright. How do we get this started? Falafel, you gotta ward the walls, don't you?
Yes. Give me a moment.
And he wards all the walls. You set up the, you got everything set up at these chairs and tables for the meeting. How do you guys want to start?
Well... First, so we're basically a part of this cult, and it is, the prime objective is, you know, hunt down necromancy and stuff like that, and, you know, rid the world of dark evil spirits and magic, like Glaucon and stuff like that. And we need your help. We need to use the teleporter.
So that is what this is about. That is what this is about. So... I'm not your friend, right?
No, you are a friend. Whether you say, I had so much fun tonight, whether you say yes or no, you are still my friend.
All right, so you're trying to induct me into a cult, yes?
Well, yes, it's you don't have to join. A cult. You could just give us, like, to the teleporter. But now that you know about the cult, you can feel free to join and help us hunt down necromancy.
So
we don't really worship anything.
Okay, so you... You said Glaucon.
Yes.
You realize how that's weird, right? He's dead.
Well?
No. Wait, no. Why well? Why well?
Well, dark magic, pretty strong stuff. You can, like, split your soul and your life force and just put it in someone else. Oh. He did that.
We fought him.
Yeah, we killed one of his avatars.
And one of them killed me.
The same guy.
Also, this sword killed him, like the original time.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot that Nicodemus probably didn't realize Dane was back. I forgot that you guys had, like, met him, gone right outside, and then Dane appeared. He didn't check, so he probably didn't know that Dane was alive until he got to the party. that's awkward.
Well, let's just say that conversation happened. We don't need to go through it again.
Yeah. Nicodemus freaked out. Sean probably explained an abridged version of that.
Well,
no, stop it.
I'm not, no.
Okay.
Let me get this straight. So, Glaucon, the Dark Lord,
yes,
of ages past, is still alive.
In a way, yes.
And
it's
he is
more like unalive.
He has split his soul into multiple parts, and you killed the leader of the Subtle Hand, right? That was a thing you needed to do.
That
and
was
he,
a thing we did.
Why did you do that? How was this connected?
Well, we're trying to kill Glaucon, so we're trying to, you know, get rid of all these avatars. And so right now, we're not necessarily trying to go get Glaucon at this moment. We have a lead, but we're not going to follow up on it until after we're done with another lead we have. Ulf the Firehammer, probably a vampire. We're going to take her out.
All right, you said a lot of words there. You said a lot,
yep,
of words, and they all make some semblance of sense, but... Wow.
It's a lot. I know it's a lot.
You realize you just claimed that a world leader is a vampire.
Yep,
it's true.
How do you know that?
Well, I mean, Dane's here. He's a reaper from the astral plane, and his lords told him that she's a vampire. So, can't really deny astral beings. They're pretty smart.
Okay.
Also, knowing all of the tracks.
Alright, what am I doing? What am I doing anymore?
You're working.
Right now?
This is indeed work. We played, now it's time for work.
So is this why you wanted the teleporter? You want to go to Acrestia to assassinate a world leader?
Pretty much.
Precisely. Okay, you say that like it's a weird thing for Acrestia.
What?
I'm sure she probably has multiple assassination attempts a day.
Oh, no, that's actually fair. So, you're planning to go try to assassinate probably the biggest target in the world, and you're expecting to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are pretty cool.
Okay, I can't fault you there, but...
I don't know, I mean, our party's already had two deaths. One before we started the game.
Right. Yeah, that one doesn't count.
One mid-game.
Bad track record for the Barnett family.
Maybe the Barnetts should just sit back on this.
Set this one out?
You could say our parties are pretty killer.
Wow. Wow. Dear God, that was awful. Alright. You realize... No. Here's my side of this. You realize that if I am found out that I am aiding and abetting a cult, I will be fired. Yes? You realize my job is on the line here.
Nope.
Well, our job's on the line,
just
too.
Just make up a job to send us to Acrestia.
What about the world being on the line, huh?
That's not something I can just explain away to my superiors. If I told them, oh, yes, I have a group of adventurers, they are trying to kill Glaucon again...
Say it malfunctioned.
Yeah, say it's a training exercise.
Fine.
Say that you were sleeping.
I will send you to Acrestia on a fake quest, alright? You do have to have something to show for it. So, God, what is it,
what
Acrestia?
What if we grab her head and just bring her head back?
What? You can't bring back the head of a world leader to an international organization. Do you realize how bad that looks?
Okay, yeah, no, you're gonna have to keep it there. They're gonna have a whole ritual with it. It's a thing.
Pretty please?
No! Okay. You need to figure out a way. You're a Crustian, yes?
Yup.
Okay, what is an artifact that is well known to be in a Crustian? What is something that needs to be found? Maybe there's a necromancer or something over there that I don't know. What I can't, because I can't contract you to kill a world leader. You realize that, right? That is an act of war.
Well,
can't do that. So
after the last guy was died, no one actually found where the Windblade is, you know, like the object instead of the person.
Do you know
typically,
where it is?
No, not at all.
Awesome.
Typically, in Acrestia, people are named well, their last names indicate some kind of, like, family thing that they take pride and ownership for. So my last name is Silvergrass because my family owned fields. But if someone's last name is like Windblade, their last name could refer to an ancient artifact that harnesses the power of the winds.
Right.
It varies.
Right, right.
So,
yes, go get that.
Ulfda probably has a fire hammer.
Somewhere. When I fought her, she wasn't using it.
Alright, so I need you to get the Windblade. Yes.
Yes, let's get the Windblade. Fuck it.
I don't know how hard that will be, and you can come back empty-handed, but at least that is a quest, alright?
Alright, bet. Thank you.
Okay, oh, I do need to pay you for killing, that guy. We can work that out tomorrow. I will pay you tomorrow. Oh, boy. You have anything to say about this, Thaufla?
Well, this is not my idea to induct you into the cult, but I guess it would make things easier. Fuck it. Why not? It's probably going to have to happen regardless.
All right. Fine. Am I part of your little club now?
Yay.
Yes.
Now we get to celebrate.
Welcome to the Bucket Fillers.
You now have a 10% discount on all sales at the Silvergrass Cafe.
Just present your membership card, which will be
yep,
coming in
here
the
you
mail
go.
Soon.
Oh wow, a punch card, amazing.
Yeah, I give him a little card that has my signature on it. a little doodle of me giving a thumbs up.
Awesome.
But it's with like the hook hand, so like it's like coming out of a stump and it's just like a stick figure type thing.
That is the most Iroh thing I've ever heard. Honest to God. Yeah, so you give him a card, Nicodemus just kinda looks at you and says,
Alright. Well, I'm assuming you want to go to Seaforge.
To forge the sea.
No, that is the capital city of Acrestia.
Yeah.
That is the capital city of Acrestia.
Yes, we want to go there.
Is that
where Ulfda's going to be?
Yes.
Then yes.
Oof, it's going to be hard to coordinate a united defensive and create a rebellion from the inside of the capital, but, you know, we can do it. We got this.
All right, well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, friend.
All right. Friend, yes.
And Nicodemus heads out.
All right, guys, that went pretty well.
And then tomorrow we get turned into the authorities.
Yep, Nicodemus is a snitch. Haha, got him.
I knew he'd do it.
Got him! Yeah, so you all lose your items and you start in prison, which is actually not bad for Woggles, because he's a monk. No. Yeah, so that kind of concludes the night. Do you guys want to, what's the party doing?
At this point, probably just going to bed.
You going to bed?
Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Alright, bedtime.
Bedtime. Augur, you have a dream. Ooh. You are back in Acrestia, and you've just finished your fight with Ulfda, and she has told you to run. And you kind of see that there seems to be someone in the crowd who isn't, like, cheering or anything. They're not smiling. They seem to be, like, their fingers seem to be intent on, like, are they casting a spell? You're not sure. And Andy, you have a dream where you are back in Headstone Gorge, and you see the gravestones of all of your friends, The Dane and Trevor gravestones both have a little X mark under it, one time each. And again, you fall into your own grave. And the words Headstone Gorge etched on the inside begin to move as they did last time. T H E G. And then you wake up.
Fag. I knew it.
Vag. Fag. That's a Gary Larson thing. That's a Far Side comment. The Thagomizer.
It's gonna end up being Thagosaurus.
Was it
E G or G E?
T H E G.
I'm assuming someone wrote that down. Should I write it down?
You know me.
Audrey's got it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, bet.
Cool. You all wake up raring to go in the morning. All right, how do you guys prepare for travel?
Well, I assume we pack food and travel supplies.
I agree. I pack Dane.
Indeed. Okay, thank you, buddy. Thank you for getting me.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, you're packing your supplies and your food. Kalesh is ready to go. Falafel says,
all right, so do you mind if I don't go?
Yeah, you gotta stay here and watch the cafe anyways, don't you?
Yes, and I also would like to do some more research on Cassia, just so I can know for sure whether or not she's our next mark. I don't want to be shooting anyone who doesn't deserve it.
So fair.
All right. Well, be safe this time. Don't die. I mean it this time. Don't die.
Sounds good.
I'll try my best.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I walk up to him, and I give him a piece of paper. Open this if we don't come back.
All right. I hope I won't have to.
And Brian, you hear Brian kind of perk up.
Oh boy, are we going adventuring?
Yup.
Ooh, hell yeah, man. Oh man, finally get a bite and some flesh again. Ooh, good feeling.
You have a problem.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm aware.
He just told an evil sword that he has a problem.
We need to send you to sword therapy.
No! I will never go to sword therapy.
We need to get you off the juices, man.
No!
You've seen what they've done to you.
God. Sword rehab. Anyways, you guys make it over to the guild hall. And waiting for you is Nicodemus. And he says,
All right, are you ready to go?
I believe we are.
Good. Well, don't die. That's my advice.
That's what Falafel said.
Oh, did he? Fuck. Happy trails, then.
I like that one.
All right. Keep your hands, legs, limbs, heads within the teleporter at all times, because if you don't, they will be severed completely.
Poggers.
Yes, quite poggers.
And Nicodemus pushes the little light kind of button for Seaforge. And the concentric circles of the teleporter begin to spin faster and faster as they glow with like this teal kind of light. And you feel the same effect as last time. And just like the time that you got sent to Teshian, Trevor, you revert into bucket form. And while you're there, you have a vision. You see a vision of scintillating colors and images. Millions of them. And they all combine to form one massive, incomprehensible work of art. And it forms to look what seems to be this woman in ceremonial cleric robes. And she seems to be reaching out for something. And maybe yelling, but you're not sure what it's about. Everything's silent. And slowly, your viewpoint shifts and becomes one with hers. And you see that she's looking at this dark silhouette of something staring right through you. The rest of the gang appears in the Seaforge Guild Hall with a bucket. And you immediately notice that this has to be the most run-down and shoddy guild hall that you've been to yet. It looks just musty, it looks broken, just in the state of disrepair. And you see a scrawny human standing at the teleporter lever, he says,
welcome to Acrostia. How you guys doing?
Not too bad, how about you?
I'm doing all right. My name's Logger's Pog. That's our NPC of the week. Credit to @thatchap5. What's your business over in these parts?
Oh, we're just on a mission to find some wind sword.
You're here to find the wind blade?
Yeah, most likely.
Oh my god, that is... Wow. Okay, well, have fun with that. I'd offer you some beverages, but our Jairus unit was attacked and killed earlier last month. So apologies for that. I don't have any drinks. I'm sure there is a tavern or something of the like around here. Very sorry about the rough accommodations. But just don't get on the bad side of the police. Don't do that, okay? I'm telling you right now.
Yeah,
we'll try our hardest.
We got it, bud.
All right. Yep. That's all I can say for you, I guess. Sorry.
It's fine. We understand.
Okay. And he kind of like scampers off to do something else. And yeah, you see that Trevor's a bucket.
Every time he goes in and out of bucket form, I imagine it has the Transformers sound effect with it. Like,
That's canon.
Wait, guys. Ugh, Nicodemus forgot to pay us.
Damn it.
He did.
We'll have to get it on the way back. Right.
Are you sure he forgot?
Alright, kids, quick history lesson. The Windblades were the last royal family before being ousted in a rebellion by the Firehammer clan. So do not go around telling people we are searching for the Windblade, or else the Firehammer police are probably going to look into us, and that is the last thing we want.
Great, we got an evil police force.
Yeah, pretty much. They're kind of pigs.
Oh!
You can't say that. You're a bucket. Oh, unless Michael said that.
This is my internal monologue. I can't hear you guys. It's unrelated.
Okay. All right. So, do you guys walk out into the street, or what are you doing? What are you doing?
Nothing really else to do in this guild hall, so I guess we'll walk out into the street.
Alger, what do you look like right now?
I definitely would have grabbed a shield that does not have the Windblade sigil on it.
Okay.
I'm gonna let my hair down.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You gonna put your records on?
Yeah, I'm gonna put my records on. Sure. I got just like a... some dangly bits hanging from my belt, and that doesn't mean my sexual stuff. I just realized how that sounded. I made a Hero Forge mini for like an alternative outfit Ogar, and that's what I'm kind of imagining right now, where his hair, due to stress over the past few weeks, has definitely gotten lighter, and it now has kind of a pinkish hue to it. Because he was originally a redhead. With, like, some gray streaks in there.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, he's definitely letting the beard and the hair cover his face. So, I mean, it's he definitely, although it hasn't been that long, he has aged a lot. He has matured a lot as a person. So he's counting on the fact that he looks a decent amount differently. And if push comes to shove, does anyone have a disguise kit?
I'm sure I do.
Well, you gotta be sure. I ain't just gonna let you waltz around with that.
I do not have a disguise kit.
Uh-oh. Well, you've let your hair down, and I will give you that you do look significantly older, so the DC for people recognizing you is gonna be a lot lower.
Okay.
Or higher. Higher. But yeah, there's that. So you step out into the streets of Seaforge. And you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let Alex describe Seaforge. What does Seaforge look like?
Oh, mistakes.
Oh no, what did I do?
Seaforge is a sprawling city. Because of how Crestia works, they don't really build much like up and down. They build out. So, and because it's all, I'm assuming it's all on a coastline. So it's a really long city, just completely covering a bay, pretty much. So like, there are some parts of the city where it's faster to take a ferry from one side to the other than to walk around, because it has like a crescent shape to it. In the middle of the bay is a literal forge that connects to an underwater volcano, which is what they usually use to build like the artifacts that I mentioned earlier, like the Windblade or the Firehammer, those specific artifacts were made by a group of heroes a long time ago who, like, there's a lot of mythos behind them. Much of it is fake, but it's, like, a lot of stuff about how they found Crestia and made it their own and, like, fought off the monsters that lived here so that they could settle it with these legendary weapons. And the architecture of Seaforge, a lot of focus on stone because it's decently humid here. It's very misty. It's got a lot of vibes with like Ireland and Scotland, those kinds of areas, with a lot of cobblestone buildings and castles. Closer to the southern side is a much more downtrodden and very much, well, like, impoverished area, where as they get like farther north on the crescent, stuff is a lot nicer, and that's where the castle is on like the very northern edge of it. So it's the class system is very much indicative of the design of this, of the crescent of Seaforge. Is there anything else you want?
I imagine that the there's bridges to the Seaforge itself, or is it, do you need to take a boat to the Seaforge?
You would need to take a boat to a Seaforge.
Okay.
Out of game question. Did you have that planned already, or was that off the top of your head? Because that was great.
Top of the head.
God damn. Okay.
Yeah. Pulling out the DM in him. yeah. Cool. I'm going to wrote all that down, so that is now canon. This is dope. This is dope. You, Augur, you walk out into the familiar scent of Seaforge, and the wetness, salty fish, wet stone. It's all got a very distinct smell, and you hear people working anvils. You hear fishermen, you hear sailors arguing and whatnot. For a lot of people, this would be very overwhelming, just because it's just kind of a sailor town. It's this huge port town. But for you, this was home for a while. Mm-hmm. While you were still a part of the leading class, as it were. And it kind of hits you with a wave of nostalgia.
I know exactly what to do. I try and figure out what street we're on, and then I run towards the closest place that would sell fermented fish.
There is a stand, like, literally. You see a stand.
I don't know how it's pronounced because it's like a Swedish thing, but I think it's like surströmming or something.
Well, it's obviously a Swedish fish.
Yeah. So I go to the stand and I'm gonna buy fermented fish for everyone. It smells absolutely awful.
Yeah, you buy the
tastes
fish.
Tastes bad too. Yeah, but I buy all that fish.
You buy some fish. I'm gonna say it costs like a gold piece total. And the person you buy it from, it's this young guy. He's like, oh yeah, thank you for buying our fish.
Oh, don't mention that. I've actually been away for some time and I've been craving it.
Oh, you're a crustian?
Yeah, I never managed to snag a recipe of it before I went away. Actually, do you have any... I'm sorry if you have, like, a business secret, but do you have any recipe written down somewhere that I can use?
No, this is a Talman family secret. I'm mighty sorry, sir.
Do you know at least a basic one that you can write down for me?
Oh yeah, you betcha. And he kind of writes one down and hands it to you.
The Acrustian accent is a weird mix of, like, Minnesotan and Swedish.
I'm going to have to try to pull that off with different pitches for every single character in this goddamn city. I'm so ready for it.
For Ogre's voice, I was deliberately like, what's the weirdest thing I can think of?
Welsh pirate.
Yeah, Welsh pirate, pretty much.
Yeah, you get some fish. How does the fish... the fish probably... Okay. If you don't like fish, it tastes like ass. It tastes so bad. But if you like fish, it probably tastes pretty good.
It's one of those things where you have to grow accustomed to the taste or else it's disgusting.
I see.
But if you're accustomed to the taste, then it's delicious.
All right. Yeah, so...
Like coffee times 1,000.
I get it. So yeah, you chow down on some of this Swedish fish, as we're gonna call it, because I can't pronounce the other way, and it's funny.
Yeah, I'll deliberately order a recipe that isn't poisonous to non-dwarves.
I see.
Odds are that's a pretty common thing in Acrestia.
Yeah. There are bars that have the there's a tourist menu that won't kill non-dwarves. So, Dane can eat this stuff, actually. Or at least he's more prone to eat it.
Yeah.
Everyone else. Debatable.
Unless you want to take a fuck ton of poison damage.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be pretty. So yeah, you get some fish, you're smelling the beautiful sea breeze. Maybe there's a new song playing right now to kind of capture the essence of this. Port town? I don't know.
James Taylor?
No, man.
Eventually we need to release like a soundtrack album.
Of all of Sean's stuff?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It'd be really cool.
100%.
Definitely Drift Away is playing right now.
Awesome.
Beautiful. What are you guys doing now?
I've talked a lot, so.
Yeah, I was gonna say Augur should take the lead considering it's his hometown.
Point us in a direction.
What time is it?
You guys get a watch. You guys got up a little while ago, so accounting for time zones, how does the sun work?
Are we teleporter lagged?
Yeah, you're a little teleporter lagged. I mean, you're not. You're a bucket.
Uh-huh.
But the rest of you are.
It'd be a few hours later in the day based on how time zones work.
Yes, that is true. But you're not tired because of how that works. So yeah, what are you doing? You guys probably on a docket of things to do. There is this. You need to probably find somewhere to stay. You need to get the Windblade maybe, and you definitely need to kill Ulf the Firehammer.
Is there anyone that I know from my time here that might still be in the city?
Go ahead and roll a D100.
Oh, a D100? I'm going to use my Icewind Dale dice for this.
Ooh.
So many D100s today.
I know. I'm feeling fancy.
That is a 1. That's a 1.
Are you serious?
That's a 0-1.
Oh my god. Well, the dice say. Probably not.
Yeah, that's the lowest number I could possibly roll.
Yeah. the uprising from the Firehammer folks was incredibly violent, and there are almost no real Windblade sympathists?
Mm-hmm. Sympathizers.
Sympathetics left.
Simp.
Yeah. Just simps.
You got no simps left for your clan.
Yeah, I understand. He was pretty hot.
As far as you know.
But that doesn't mean that there isn't people that don't like Firehammer.
Exactly. Right.
So I don't know anyone specifically, so my current thought here is to perhaps find a group or organization or another clan that I'd be able to sponsor for another rebellion.
Mm.
So do I know, what kind of clans come to the top of my head that would oppose Firehammer?
Well, you are well aware that, I mean, the Windblade clan is dead. It was completely wiped off the face of the earth. You are like the last remaining vestige of it.
Yeah, I don't even count, though.
Exactly. So, in addition to the Windblade and Firehammer clans...
Ooh, let's make up some dumb words.
Wait. They gotta be elemental, though, because we gotta go with that theme.
Hear me out. Honey lamps.
Honey lamps?
We'll explain what that means in a later episode.
Okay, well, you have the Earth Chain...
Ooh, that's cool. Earth Chain.
Yep, and the Water Hand.
You're just going down the list of things.
And Honey Lamps.
Air Whips.
You have the Windblade.
We already have Windblade. Never mind.
Okay, those are the three kind of big ones that you know of.
Mm-hmm.
But they're nowhere near powerful enough to get a rebellion going.
We'll divide all of them together.
Augur, go ahead and roll a history check for me.
Hell yeah. Now I'm going to use my Vox Machina dice.
With advantage.
That is 17.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You got this. You obviously know extensive history about your own country. And a known enemy of Acrustia is its neighbor of Roswell, which is essentially the theocracy that talked about a while ago. Mm. I can't pronounce the god's name. I know you're gonna mock me for it, but Lathander. That is essentially a theocracy for Lathander. And they do not like the Firehammer clan whatsoever. You know that for certain.
Okay. How close is Seaforge to Roswell?
Yeah, Seaforge is not that close to Roswell. But you know for sure that there are agents within Seaforge and Acrustia itself who are Roswellian clerics and paladins.
Mm-hmm.
So that is another faction to be aware of.
Would a Ringbearer's Guild leader know where those people are?
Well, you talked to the Ringbearer's Guild leader here. That's Logger's Pog.
Logger's Pog.
Mm-hmm. And he seems like a little bitch.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So maybe. You don't know if whether or not... I mean, you are kind of a legend unto yourself. A disgraced legend, to be sure. But a legend nonetheless. I mean, you're the Potato Knight. Right? I mean... people still will tell tales about you and whatnot. They just know that your career ended with disgrace.
Okay. Then for now, we will head south to the lower classes districts.
Okay. You head south and the stone structures get noticeably more cracked. There are some more ramshackle huts that have been thrown together. It's definitely a lot stankier around these parts of the city. Like where you were at was kind of right in the middle of the crescent. That's mm-hmm. where the guild hall is located. But down south, it is a different story. Kids are running around. Everyone's kind of more dirty looking and disheveled. Dogs are barking and whatnot. It's the whole shebang of like a big city. Is there anywhere in particular you're looking to go?
In a city like this, odds are there are cultural meeting places for people of, for like-minded folks, so perhaps that could be an inn or something.
Yeah, you know that inns on this side of town are sketchy, and they're also like definitely hotbeds for illegal activity.
Awesome.
Hell yeah. So I'll go to like an inn if I see one or if I know of one.
You remember? Go ahead, roll an insight check. Low DC.
That is a 8.
An 8? Okay, well it beats a 5. Yeah, you remember your stomping grounds of old, where you and your friends would go to an inn called the Garrigan.
The Garrigan?
The Garrigan.
We go to the Garrigan.
And the Garrigan is, it's known for being, it has a pit that has been dug into the ground where people will beat the living shit out of each other.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And the drinks are served, dirty, and as well as the patrons, and it was your kind of place.
I'm gonna lean down to Woggles. You want to learn how to get some respect in this town?
Oh, hell yeah. Show me.
I'm going to walk up to the pit and then shove Woggles into it.
Ah, shit.
Okay. You walk into this tavern and shove Woggles into the pit?
Yes.
Woggles, are you going to try to resist that?
No, fuck it. I'm in the pit now.
Alright, you're in the pit now. And, you see there's this dwarf who kind of, this dwarf is just rippling with muscle. You see he's missing an eye, he's missing a couple fingers, and he's like, oh yeah, you want to go? Oh, I'm gonna rip you a new one.
Yeah, I wanna go, I'm the fucking indomitable bitch.
Fucking roll initiative, I did not expect for this to be fine.
I got a 6. No, wait, 6 plus 4 is 10.
Okay, yeah, you are going first.
All right, bet. Okay, so I'm gonna quarterstaff attack him. Fuck it. All right, here we go. That's gonna be a nat 19.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, now, I haven't played this game in so long. What do I roll? I roll this. we're gonna roll my d8. That's gonna be 6 plus 5 is 10. All right, perfect. 10 damage done. I'm gonna
6 plus 5 is 11.
Yep.
Oh, you right. Yeah, I knew that. Oh, I'm testing you. I'm going to spend one key point to attempt a stunning strike.
Ooh. Okay, and what is the constitution save needed for that?
The target must succeed on a conscious saving throw or be stunned. It just says must succeed on a constitution saving throw. I'm assuming it's up to you.
I believe your DC is wisdom. They fail.
Haha, perfect. Okay. Now I'm going to roll a bonus action unarmed strike with advantage because they're stunned. So that's going to be a nat 13. Let's see what the other one is. Nat 1, so 13 plus 7 is 20.
Oh my gosh. Alright, yeah, you just beat the ever-living shit out of this guy. Boom, boom, like you summon your staff from your ring, like boom, staff 1, boom, staff 2, and then you like just like hit this guy right in the solar plexus and he's just stunned. And he's like just trying to breathe, but he can't, and the fucking crowd just loses it. You hear like, oh, you're letting a skinny lad beat the shit out of you.
It's real bad form. and he's stunned for a round. I think it's back to you.
All right, bet. Back to me. So I'll roll a quarterstaff attack. Wait, I never rolled damage for the unarmed strike.
I thought you did. What?
No, I rolled.
Oh, you rolled to hit. You rolled to hit. Yeah.
Yeah, I rolled a 20 to hit. Now damage is gonna be. I got a nat 1 plus 4, so 5 damage. So now okay. It's my next turn, and I'm gonna roll a quarterstaff attack. This is with advantage still.
Oh, he is stunned. Oh, yeah. Go for it. Yeah. That's all right. Advantage.
Nat 9, nat 20.
Oh my god.
Okay, so and that's the quarterstaff attack, so I get to roll
2d8. Logan, how do you knock this guy out?
Alright, so I am sprinting at him full speed. I fucking shoulder charge into him. He hits up against the wall, and I knock him out by giving a nice good bonk to the head, and he falls over, just destroyed. So tired out. He's all tuckered out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Woggles the Indomitable!
Ah! Yeah, I'm your biggest fan!
Yeah, the crowd goes absolutely apeshit.
Who can dominate the Indomitable?
You hear the crowd go silent. And you hear a deep laugh.
Uh-oh.
And you hear like the wood creak as you look up and see a warforged about 9 feet tall.
Oh my god.
With these huge fucking barrels for like gauntlets, and it's like,
then I will have to put you in your place.
Mommy?
Hey Pterodactyl crew, this is Sam, your Dungeon Master, and I love dice. They allow me to see the strands of fate itself with their little numbers. And that's why I'm here to talk about Only Crits. Only Crits dice are not only beautiful, but they're also very high quality for a low price. For example, their Prism Onyx set is just a sight to behold, and their weight in your hands adds to the gravitas of any role-playing game. Or consider their huge dice sets for when you just want to assert your dominance at the table. But it doesn't stop there, because Only Crits also sells dice accessories and trays, as well as some amazing pre-made modules for you and your friends to play. What's even better is that you can get these dice even cheaper with our promo code BUCKET. Again, that's promo code BUCKET, as in what Trevor uses as a head. So next time you buy dice, and if you're listening to a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, I know you're going to buy some more dice, buy from Only Crits with promo code BUCKET.